Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. By Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. What's cracking? The last day of the jungle year. Great to have you here. We have got an awesome program for you. Lots to get done for our year in review. What's up? Welcome to the program. Checking them out on the other side of the glass. Look at these guys. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, they're all geared up. From my left to my right, Alvy, Adam Hawk, Ike. That's it. Where's the big head? He's not here. But these guys are all geared up. They've got their Santa's hats on. They smashed their morning buffet. We are ready to roll. It is good to have you here. The year in review. I've been hyping it up all week long, and I can't wait to get it to you. Now, it's just a matter of protocol. I might give you the phone number just in case. I might break format for the right thing. 1-800-636-8686. If not, you should still follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter. I can slide a couple of tweets in. Follow me at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Let's not waste time. There's always that question of how far is he going to get? Is he going to get to December? Or is this thing going to run out of steam? Or is he going to run out of time in August? That has not been an issue for several years now, and it's not going to be today either. So let me officially welcome you to the 2019 Year in Review program. Damn glad to have you here, whether it's on local terrestrial with your affiliate, or CBS Sports Network, or Sirius XM Channel 206, or streaming live with the radio.com app. However you are here, however you're listening, thanks for doing it. Great to have you. Now, a quick note off the top. Everybody always asks, is this show made available in its entirety after it airs? And the answer is yes. No, the answer is hell yes. We will post it within an hour of signing off, and then you can find the audio on the Daily Jungle podcast or jimrome.com, both of which are free. Merry Christmas to all of you on-demand listeners. Now, before we go back to the beginning of the year and run this thing back, let me first go back to yesterday. Because something pretty cool happened at the end of the program. I closed out the show with Jorge Masvidal. And because he closed it out, I never got a chance to react to it or get to some of your reaction to it. So very quickly, here's some, and it seems like you were as into it as I was. Rex Murray, quote, not a huge MMA fan, but that interview made me want to root for that guy. Timothy Gonzalez, quote, dude, that was a BMF interview with the Game Bread fighter. Rocky Khan, quote, Masvidal will smoke anyone right now. Killer mindset, and he knows it. Jim Rome, quote, that was a great hit. One of the all-time great jungle debuts. My man went legend. I was fired up after that. Jorge Masvidal appeared courtesy of CBDMD. In other words, the BMF brought to you by CBDMD. Cannot wait to have him back on the program. All right, are you ready to do this? Are you ready to get this thing started? Hawk, are you ready? Alvy, are you ready? Old man Ike, are you ready? Let's get this party started. New Year's Eve. Start right there. New Year's Eve is a day off for most broadcasters, like myself, unless you are doing a countdown show on TV, like Anderson Cooper. And while most of us were at home doing our drinking, Andy Koop was doing his on the air and having lots of problems getting the tequila down.
First one of the night. Delicious. I feel better already.
What was that?
Just the beginning. Everybody here seems to be having a great time. He's not a big drinker.
It's like burning your lungs.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That felt good. That felt good. For real? Are you kidding?
I don't drink.
Really? AC, you don't drink? I couldn't tell what with all that gagging. Now, normally I'd start this show with the very first email or the very first tweet or the very first phone call of the year, but not if they're not good enough to reset, which they are not. So make note, come Thursday, January 2nd, step your game up if you want to be able to lead the 2020 year in review. Now, because I'm skipping those first 2019 submissions to get to Dame Lillard diming out a former pro athlete, I'm doing that because, again, yours was not good enough and his was awesome. Diming out a former pro athlete for not signing an autograph for him when he was just a little kid.
You know, there was times where I met players outside of that environment that, you know, just didn't sign. And I didn't hold a grudge against them. Maybe one or two times I was like, man, that was messed up.
I know you wouldn't say so, but you know I want to ask you who wouldn't sign.
No, I'll tell you, Joe Smith was on the Warriors, and he was walking in the mall. And my dad was like, look, there goes Joe Smith, and me and my brother sprinted over there. Can I get a picture? Can I get an autograph? He just looked at me, and he just turned his head, like, didn't really acknowledge it. And then the dude that was with him was like, nah, man, not right now. And my brother just, like, kind of grabbed me. He was like, man, let's go. He garbage anyway.
That is garbage. Memo to all pro athletes. Sign for the kids, or they could grow up to be somebody that I interview who crushes you on national radio. Now, when we all get back from vacation, the question always is, are you rested or are you rusted? Terry in Boise definitely was rusted. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Thanks, Jim. Welcome. I am welcome to be in the jungle for the first time. Appreciate it.
That's not a good call. No.
No, you're not. You don't like that call. No, you're not. Hey, Terry. Hey, Jim, I'm welcome to be in the jungle. Actually, Terry, you are welcome to be an emailer or a tweeter or better yet, a listener. And that's it. You know, it didn't take long for the subject of food and weight gain to become a topic on this show for like the 1,000,000th year in a row. The president of the United States served cold fast food to Clemson and C.J. Anderson went Carl's Jr. Fatterson. To fight off your jokes and negativity, I decided to go the other way. So I unveiled a brand new Achievement in Obesity alarm. Did I get fat?
Are you?
Is anybody not
fat?
You fat ass. You might think that a celebrity getting fat is a reason to joke. I think it is a reason to celebrate. And as much as I wish every caller was ready to hit it and hit it hard, that just was not the case in January. Because Steve in Cincinnati was somehow even worse than Terry in Boise. Steve in Cincinnati. Good to have you, Steve. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Hey.
That's not a good call. No.
That was fun. Rack him.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Hey, Steve. Hey. We only need to say hello once.
Hey.
But since you made the year in review, I will say goodbye twice. Now, the last thing this here jungle needs is another Parody Larry. One Parody Larry is one too many. So I sure as hell did not need Earl from Wichita to come in here to hype up his Chiefs with some truly dumb song.
You know Elway and Montana, unite us and name it. But do you know the most famous quarterback of all? Patrick the Frog Voice QB, croaking out signals at Arrowhead, beating up on the Colts, and busting Brady's heads. All of the other teams passed on him in the draft. They watched him win the Super Bowl and suffered from their gaff.
That's not a good call.
Earl,
you don't like
I mean this sincerely.
Like
never call this show ever again. On January 21st, 2019, a child was born to the jungle. Executive producer Adam Hawk and his wife Mina welcome to the world a healthy and happy baby boy named Jonathan Ray. I caught up with Hawk from the hospital right after one of the most important and painful moments of his young son's life.
You're catching him right after probably the biggest moment of his young 24-hour life. He just went in for the snip, and now he's back. And he wasn't too happy when he got back from that. But, you know, it's he'll be happy the rest of his life, you know?
That is gut-wrenching.
Oh, it's terrible. And they hand you this pamphlet. I'm looking at the pamphlet right now. It's called Circumcision. It's your decision. And we decided yes, and the baby is not too thrilled about it right now, but he's knocked out on some, you know, pediatrician-approved painkillers, and he's just chilling on my left arm right now, and I'm sure when he wakes up, he's going to let us hear about it, but right now, he's all good.
Now, if the word circumcision is uttered on this program, then you know it's not going to be long until Brad in Corona shows up to weigh in. That's like the bat spotlight for Brad. Which is exactly what he did exactly one day later.
By the way, quick side note on the circumcision. I do want to warn you, Hawk, make sure they actually gave little Johnny the full treatment, all right? There's all these little hipster doctors out there now running around offering to do these half-rate circumcisions where they leave some hanging around the back. It's like a foreskin comb-over. Very weird, but hopefully you get the real deal here.
You can't spell brand without Brad. And Brad's brand is circumcision. That was his decision. That and winning a fistful of Smackoff titles. That too. Now, if you thought that getting snipped was bad, wait until you hear this harrowing tale from Caleb in Indiana about what he went through to see Reggie Miller's final game as a Pacer.
Hey, Jim, and the Jim Rome crew. Thanks for letting me have an opportunity since I have been on since the very start of the program. I appreciate it. Look, you started the show with Victor Oladipo and the fact that he is now out for the remainder of the season. I am from Indiana. I am a lifelong Pacer fan. I was even at Reggie Miller's last game with a 100-degree fever flu because I wanted to see Reggie Miller beat Ben Wallace.
Caleb. You don't like that call. I don't like that call. Did you just say that you played through a 100-degree flu? Caleb, you're a legend. You sat through an NBA game a full 1.4 degrees over normal body temp. How did you do that? If you're ever in SoCal, make sure to swing by the studio, and I will hang that Medal of Honor around your neck myself. Now, during the week leading up to the AFC Championship game, Chiefs fan was beside himself and having trouble keeping his composure. Don't believe me? Just ask Jim in Kansas City. Good to have you, Jim. How are you?
I am great, Mr. Rome. How are you?
Man, I'm so good. How you feel about this weekend?
It's going to be incredible. Okay, I'm going to calm down. All right. This town is on 11. It's going to be crazy. Tom Brady's last game. He can go home and make out with his kids forever.
That's not a very good call.
There's a lot of things that you can be critical of TV.
Somehow your Darth Vader routine was better than your Brady can go home and make out with his kids routine. Either way, that was a truly terrible telephone call. If you're on Twitter and you want to react to what you're hearing, hashtag it, RomeYIR. You don't need to put the actual year in there. Hashtag RomeYIR, all one word, RomeYIR. Hit it. Hashtag it. I'll read tweets. When we come back, we recap our Super Bowl coverage. Are you craving some protein after a good workout? Do not make a shake this time. Do not eat a bar. Grab a bag of beef jerky from Old Trapper. Old Trapper beef jerky is tasty and tender. It's made with real strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a real wood fire, and it goes with you wherever you go. Look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. You can see the quality you're buying that way. Look for it in major retail stores near you. If you don't see it, clones, ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Again, if you're on social, hashtag it, Rome, YIR, one word, R-O-M-E, YIR. And Hitman Canadian tweets, Hawk's son will love to know his dad, let the entire world know about his junk, not even a day into his life. Jamie in Green Bay, I've been listening to the show for the last 2 months in Wisconsin with a 98.4 degree body temp. Legend, hero, badass. All right, moving along. Year in review continues. This year's Radio Row Week in the ATL took us seamlessly from the end of January right up to February 1st. And as is the case, every time I take the show on the road, we booked out with some amazing guests, including Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Deshaun Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster, and the always incredible Bill Romanowski. Romo told me about the time he thought that he broke Chris Chandler's spine.
We had a fire blitz on. I was able to get a sack on him. And I tell you what, I hit him so effing hard, I don't know how he got up. And when I mean I hit him hard, to his core, I felt like I could have broke his spine. I hit him so hard. The fact that he got
up.
What
did you think when he got up?
I was like, this guy's going to be a pile of crap the rest of the day. That's what I said to myself, because you just don't know what I brought in that hit. I swear to you, when you get that good hit on somebody, you know, because it feels so good. It's like you hear at the bottom of the pile. And yeah, I don't care who it is. You can just hear it.
I would tell Romo to never change, but everybody already knows I don't need to. Former Rams wide receiver Torrey Holt had an amazing 10-year run in St. Louis, even if he thought after he got drafted to play there that he wouldn't.
Finished his NFL career with 920 receptions,
yeah,
3,382 yards,
yeah,
and 74 TDs,
yeah,
ACC Player of the Year,
yeah,
consensus All-American at NC State,
yeah,
a member of the College Football Hall of Fame,
yeah,
class 2019. Torrey Holt, what's up, man?
What's up, baby? How you doing, man? That sounds so good.
Torrey, when the Rams drafted you, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
Oh, I'm going to this raggedy-ass team. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. When they called my name, I'm like, I got to go play for this.
This dude used to get loose on the field, and he really got loose on my daytime FCC-governed radio show. That said, I love Torrey's energy. Torrey, I'll be looking for you again soon. George Kittle of the 49ers could very well be playing in the Super Bowl this year, but last year, he was hawking candy and bringing the positive vibes to Radio Row.
I get paid to play football. Are you kidding me? Like, it's
a good answer, bro.
Are you kidding me? Like, it's been a dream of mine since I was like 5 years old. I want to play football my entire life as long as I possibly can. And the fact that I get an opportunity to do it at the highest level possible and I do it pretty well, there's not much more. I mean, and think about it, I live in California. I wake up every day and we were 4-12. I wake up every day during a six-game skid. It is 65 degrees, 75 degrees, and sunny every single day. I have nothing to be sad about.
What do you got going with Skittles, man?
First off, you can't spell Skittles without Kittle. I've been plugging this.
Dude, that's incredible.
I've been plugging this since I was like 5 years old. Like my junior year, the back of my cleats said "Taste the Rainbow." Like I've been planning this for a while.
You set it up, didn't you?
Oh yes.
Way to play that one, legend. See you in the Hall of Fame. I know Garrett Ritt heard that. He's now filling out the paperwork on a name change to Garrett Riddles. Breakfast of Champions. Am I right? Riddles?
It's lit!
It's Riddles! I badly want to say that this next piece of sound is all about the chairman of CBS Sports, Sean McManus. But in a way, it's not, because it's about the heavyweight champion of the world screaming bomb squad in the background while interviewing with a different show about 100 feet away.
I said, what do you think of the game? Just as kind of an innocuous, conversation starter. And I got about 7 or 8 minutes on, here's what the Seattle defense needs to do to stop Tom Brady. Here's what Tom Brady...
Deontay Wilder, heavyweight champ, and apparently the only man who can yell bomb in a crowded building and not get arrested. Now, one guy who probably shouldn't have been on the road that week was Saints running back Alvin Kamara. Because if that flag does get thrown in the NFC Championship game, he is prepping for the Patriots, and we never have this back and forth.
When I mention that game, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Scam. That's all I think.
Feel like you got robbed?
Yeah, that most definitely. Do you feel like we got robbed?
I see both sides. Yeah. I think it's not the reason you lost, but if they get the call right, you would have won.
So it's the reason we lost.
It's not the reason you lost, but you would have won. See, I've done this 30 years, man. I can do stuff like that. I can manipulate the language.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. But you can watch that play.
You're just not buying it, right? When you see that play, what do you think?
This is how I see it. One, the league fined him $26,000 after the fact.
There is that.
So where's the flag for the helmet to helmet? Pass interference and the helmet to helmet hit. So why fine him after the fact? Why not throw the flag and just eliminate all that?
Nicely done. Like George Kittle, A.K., has a very good chance at redemption this year if the refs do not rip it from him and the Saints again. Now, without a doubt, the highlight of the week came courtesy of Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry, who joined me on the set with a fan and a friend of his, Nick Kelly. Nick has cystic fibrosis and is an ambassador for the CF Foundation. It's a cause near and dear to Landry's heart, and Landry had a huge surprise for Nick that day.
Your inspiration, man, your inspiration. And I know it's been a journey for you, you know, but I got something to add to that journey. Since you came all this way, I got something for you. Super Bowl tickets for you, for you and your sister. I got two tickets for you guys to go to the game.
Oh, my God.
Here you go, baby. Here you go. Come on, man.
I don't even got words.
Give me a hug or something, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Not only the moment of the week, but maybe the moment of the year. Getting a little dusty up in here, right? Good on both these guys for the work they're doing. And what an awesome thing to be a part of. I love that. One of my favorite moments of not only this year, but any year. Let's quickly move into February. And I'm back home in SoCal to watch the game. Rams v. Patriots. Goff v. Brady. Hood v. McVay. And let's just say that was not exactly the Super Bowl anybody was expecting.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title. In the early 2000s, they won 3 of 4. Now they have won 3 of the last 5. Yes, it's still a dynasty.
13-3, your final. The phrase championships or defense wins championships has never been more self-evident, but it doesn't make for the best TV. But it will still win you a championship, even in this day and age. One of the key members of that defense, Kyle Van Noy, swung through the jungle not long thereafter. It's the KVN show starring Kyle Van Noy. I'm Jim Rome.
Jim, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. That was some love right there on the intro. That's what I like to hear. It's turned into the KVN show. That's what I call it when I'm on the radio. So let's get it. I've just been truly honored to represent Pat's Nation, baby. What a blessing to win again.
11 months later, and that defense is still championship caliber. Thank you for coming through and allowing me to appear on the KVN show. Kyle, when we come back, I want to talk about our early year encounter with Dana White. Dana White, maybe my favorite person to interview right now. Has been. Not named Elk, of course, because it's Elk and everybody else. But Dana, man, Dana is so good. And I will tell you why that is when we come back. It is our year in review. If you're on social, if you're on Twitter, and you're commenting, reacting, want to share something, just make sure you hashtag it, RomeYIR. That way I can find it and get it back on the air quickly. Hashtag RomeYIR, the 2019 Jungle Year in Review. Time now for a sports update. Here it is. Andrew Bogish has this. It is the year in review, and it's a Friday, so we've got an ATP for you, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Ask me a question there. I will answer one of them later on. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And we're still bumping in digital Christmas cards. There's Josh in Detroit on CBS Sports Network. Hey, Denise. What's up? Jeff from Richmond and family. Check him out. There he is, the Godfather. All right, welcome back to the program. We are doing our year in review. One of my favorite days of the year. continuing in February. Accurate to say that we have a very good relationship with UFC President Dana White. Does the show very often. And every time he shows up, he answers honestly, candidly. He's real. He's raw. He makes news. This is why it was surprising to me when I asked him about his relationship with Oscar De La Hoya. Certainly they do have beef. It was really curious to me that all of a sudden Dana just magically vanished right off the line. Dana White joining us. Dana, you were pretty critical of Oscar De La Hoya for his involvement. I've been telling you how to do that. Is that me or is that you, Dana? I've been telling you
how to do that. No, yeah. I could tell a tough question was coming, so that's my new system for tough questions.
So good. Dana did not duck the question. His call dropped, and while it was being reconnected, some pretty amazing hold music started playing. That track is called Fantastic Man, in case you were wondering. Now, one of the best and longest running caller rivalries, beefs in the jungle, is between the BIC and the VIC, Brad Vivek. And after Vic heard Brad's take on hipster circumcision, Vic came back with this.
Like Brad and Corona called recently to talk at length about circumcision, and that was predictable. I mean, the guy has made his choice. You know, it's been a decade now since Mike DiTola pointed out Brad's creepy, super bad-like obsession with the male unit. But Brad, much like Tom Brady, is still going as strong as ever. You know, it's kind of admirable. I mean, the man is dedicated to his craft. You know, he's committed. He has made his choice about what hill he's willing to die on, and that hill is Dong Hill.
So if you're looking for Brad, Victor Nokow says you can find him up on Dong Hill, which might be fair given the track record, right? And I do my very best to keep the show out of the gutter, but February will be forever remembered for the time that I revealed the story of a geisha house valet crop dusting my sled. Nothing quite like getting your car pulled up as a part owner of a restaurant, and I was, only to get inside and choke on somebody's rotten egg fumes. But it could be worse. You could be Carl Anderson of the WWE and have somebody stomp the crap out of you, literally. What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever seen happen to the good brother? Because there's stuff happens, man, right?
Yeah, he's had some moments. We covered it in Botch Club, so when I embarrass him, he can always one-up me.
Sure.
I don't know what the maneuver was that he took on what particular night.
Guy stomped me in the stomach.
Stomped him in the stomach, yeah. And what was the result?
I pooped in my pants.
He pooped in his pants.
Yeah.
Mid-ring poop.
Years ago.
Right.
Wait, years ago.
Yeah, but that'll happen though, man. If you get stomped in the stomach,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I went, oh no, man. I just did this. I whispered to the guy that was wrestling and he goes, I can smell it. I said, well, me too.
The good brothers are the best brothers.
Brother.
And a highlight of 2019 was us getting tight with Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. Too sweet. Too sweet. One of baseball's biggest signings last season was Manny Machado going to the Padres. Good news for Manny and the Padres, but terrible news for Phillies honk and Villanova head coach, the legend, Jay Wright.
Hey, Jim, how are you, buddy?
Good, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Who did the Padres just sign?
Manny Machado.
No!
Yes!
I've been a proud. No, the Phillies don't get him. I'm dying.
Yeah, what about that?
Oh,
I thought
no.
They were going to get him. I thought they were going to get him and Bryce Harper and Mike Trout.
I thought I wasn't at the Trout part yet, but I thought they were going to get both of them. Oh, no.
Is that disappointing to you, Jay?
Very.
Don't sweat that, Coach. Our very own Tom DeCelestino fired off the most lava tweet ever. And he thinks the signing is not going to matter at all. Quote, Manny Machado, Padres deal in 2019 equals the Robinson Cano Mariners deal in 2014. No impact on the franchise. Damn, Tommy. Damn, Thomas. That was straight fire back then, and it's even more nuclear today. Tweet of the year, bro. Now, before Kyle Allen stepped in for Cam Newton this season, he rolled through our studio as an under-the-radar backup. Part of his low-key profile was definitely his whip, which I'm sure he has upgraded by now. Like, when you roll out in that car right now, you getting a lot of looks, or you're not getting any looks at all?
In the Ford Escape? Yes. I'm getting no looks in the Ford Escape. I'm sliding by everybody in the Ford Escape.
That's what I'm saying.
No
man.
Looks coming at me.
Hey, so how you feel about that? Like, do you get that? Do you understand that? Or are you kind of looking down on this town like, man, this is weak. This is plastic.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm sliding under the radar. Everyone else can come up here, man.
I like it. All right. Dude should have keys to a new vehicle by now and might just get the keys to an NFL franchise next season. Glad we ran him down when we did. Now, without question, the most unfortunate story to break in the year 2019 was Robert Kraft getting pinched in a massage parlor sting after he was caught receiving and paying for sexual acts. Not as unfortunate for him as it was for me, however, because I could not fight off the phone calls quickly enough.
This is unequivocally the sweetest.
What was Kevin Frazier's take on how the lady Robert Kraft was paying to punch his clown down at the Rubbadicky Day Spa was named Wang?
Every time we take a girl out, we buy her dinner, we get her flowers. He's just trying to take the guesswork out if he's going to get lucky or not. He's just trying to get his balls deflated like Tom Brady.
If that hits the interwebs, good night.
Trevor, does that mean that if that leaks, you're not going to watch it, or you are?
Oh, I'm in line. Tell my wife, move over, let me get a look.
Ward Jeff in Richmond pulling up to Pottery Barn for a massage because his dyslexic ass accidentally Googled rug and tub.
Jim, do you think Robert Kraft's jumpsuit will have those fancy white collars like his dress shirt? But I'm going to go ahead and dub this scandal Open Flygate. I guess NFL owners only care about kneeling when it's their players? See ya.
Thankfully, it's all behind us. Let us never speak of that ever again. Let us move on to the month of March. It is the year in review. If you're on Twitter, hashtag it, RomeYIR. In March, is there any better way to start that month than literally asking you if you're ready? I'll let Ja Rule do the honors.
They said this is 90s night. So they brought out a 2000 artist. But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready?
1 second. I'm loading up. They give me time to load up.
Are we ready? I guess not.
What a year for Ja Rule. First, the Fyre Fest doc, and then the sound issues at that Bucks game. Nothing that this guy's involved with goes to plan. Normally, I don't have time for long, drawn-out stories from clones, but if a referee named Jamie from Santa Barbara wants to call in and tell me about a time that he got yelled at by Sonny Crockett for fouling out his kid, then I am all about it.
We tag 4 fouls on one kid for the home team in the first half. This kid was just coming up and obliterating other guys. And sure enough, 2 minutes into the second half, we foul him out. And Jim, I've never been scared during a basketball game, but this is one moment I was terrified, right? But as he's telling the coach, we need a sub, the crowd kind of dies down, and one guy behind the scorer's table stands up, and he screams out, so everybody, you guys are horrible! And I looked up, and who's up there? Don freaking Johnson with his carved-up grill. Scared the hell out of me. Hey, Don, just because you went to the same plastic surgeon as your ex-wife and you came out looking like Rocky Dennis does not give you the authority to obliterate officials on the court during an interscholastic athletic event. Pipe down.
Incredible. The rare time where I actually mean this. Cool story, bro. Cool story. Sincerely. Now, if you thought that you didn't like Jason Witten calling Monday Night Football games, the line to complain about that starts behind Daphne in Las Vegas.
I have a take on the petulant Jason Witten.
Tell me.
I believe he's got a fire in his belly to go back to football, but I believe he's got a higher fire up his ass because he sucks at being a color commentator for Monday Night Football. He's no Al Michaels. He's not even anywhere close to Tony Romo.
And no doubt in my mind that Jason Witten returned to the NFL because Daphne in Vegas told him to. Daphne, I need your thoughts on Booger McFarlane next year. Now, given how the Lakers are playing right now, it's tough to remember just how bad they were in recent years. Hell, just a few months back. In fact, they were so bad, they were contemplating shutting down LeBron for good, which did not sit well with Joe customer Bob in L.A.
Jim, I'm way against you on this one, buddy. Way against you.
Talk to me.
I mean, there are people out there, not Jack Nicholson and the other guys who can afford it, but there are people who bought tickets way in advance of that, maybe once in their lives, to see the Lakers. If they shut him down, that'll be more shameful and regrettable than their season of not making the playoffs. That's the way I feel about it. They should run him every single game, every single game. Run his ass down.
Like, you hear me laughing in the background. Like, I'm laughing because that's such a bad take. You know what they should do? They should run his ass down. I'd give anything for Bob to call back and tell me how he feels about that take right now. Tell me how that take has aged, because LeBron has never looked better. They lost last night, but he has never looked better, and they're playing great.
Run his ass down.
Now, you can call a lot of people a lot of things and live to tell about it, but you do not call another golfer a cheater, or you might wind up headbutted right through a window, like this dude from South Africa who accused somebody at his country club of lying about his score.
You're a thief, man. You're a cheat. I don't care. I'll call you to your face.
You're
a thief. You see that? Because you are...
This...
He's never gonna f***ing golf yet, dude.
The sound tells the story, but in case you had trouble imagining it or picturing it, imagine some dude with his body and his pride hanging halfway out a window, regretting that he called another dude a cheat. Hey, listen, I can't control who listens to the show, but I sure as hell can control who visits the show. And Shane from Texas will not be coming around these parts anytime soon. Good to have you, Shane. How are you?
What's going on, Mr. Rome?
What's
up? I'm just going to say I'm a huge fan. How you doing?
Good.
Howdy from Texas, by the way.
What's up?
So I'm from Beaumont, Texas, and I'm in Austin, Texas. I'm performing for South by Southwest. I'm actually a professional magician.
Hmm.
And I would love to come by the show one day and show you something cool.
Hey, Shane, for your next act, make yourself disappear. The last thing in the world I need or want is some vagabond magician pulling quarters out from behind my ear. Tell the mimes and the clowns and the petting zoo animals from whatever kids' party you're working right now that I said, yo, what up? Now, if you thought the calls were going to get any better 3 months into the year, then you just don't know Parody Larry, Rex in the ABQ, Liz in Fall City, Jason in Harrisburg, and Casey in Pensacola, because these five clones combined to set a jungle record.
Hawk is eating way too much high as he's training for the big race, but the pigeon won't lie. His back will give out and he'll lay down and cry, thinking this could be the day that I die. At least he's going to give it a try.
Unfortunately for me, I got the guy who decides he's going to sell me some knockoff Hugo Boss cologne and sprayed it right in my face. This crap smelled like anal gland discharge.
It's led to inspiring the Jungle's very own Toby in Houston to produce his own documentary, and it's going to be called Leaving a San Antonio Locker Room. Starring Larry Brown's Crane.
Or the Northern Sando, consisting of bread on bread, with just a very little moose knuckle slammed in between.
Casey, what's up?
Kids in the school the old-fashioned way, like Forrest Gump's mom did, by banging the principal.
That's not a good call. And that makes six.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that.
Shout out to Casey for getting run twice on the same show. Not easy to do. When we come back, hour number two, and we pick up with March Madness, the Rome Year in Review continues. Everybody knows about the risks of driving drunk. You might get into a crash. People could get hurt or even killed. Let's take a moment, though, and look at some surprising stats. Nearly 29 people in the United States die every single day in alcohol-impaired vehicle crashes. That's one person, nearly every 50 minutes. Even though drunk driving fatalities have fallen by one-third in the past three decades, drunk driving crashes continue to claim more than 10,000 lives every single year. Many people are unaware that driving while high can also be just as dangerous. In 2015, 42% of drivers killed in crashes tested positive for drugs. So not so harmless, is it? And get this, from 2007 to 2015, marijuana use among drivers killed in crashes doubled. The truth is, driving while high is deadly. Stop kidding yourself. If you're impaired from alcohol or drugs, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Drive sober or get pulled over.